This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Turkey said Friday efforts by France, the United States, and Russia to end violence between Azeri and Armenian forces over Nagorno-Karabakh were bound to fail unless they ensured a withdrawal of Armenian forces from the enclave. As the region's deadliest battles for more than 25 years raged, Russia was set to host talks with the Azeri and Armenian foreign ministers Friday, a day after France, Russia, and the United States discussed the conflict in Geneva. Turkey condemns what it calls Armenian occupation of Azeri lands in Nagorno-Karabakh, a breakaway ethnic Armenian-run enclave with Azerbaijan, and vows full solidarity with its ethnic kin in Azerbaijan. U.S. law enforcement officials are bracing for the possibility of massive unrest at the polls on Election Day, November 3rd. They're conducting drills, setting up command centers, and warning the public. The final presidential debate leading up to the election is scheduled to go on as planned. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
The chair of the Commission on Presidential Debate says the final debate, scheduled for October 22nd, is slated to go on as scheduled in person. Frank Fahrenkopf spoke on CNN Thursday night, hours after President Donald Trump pulled out of the second debate after the commission announced it would be held virtually because the president tested positive for COVID-19. There was no immediate word from Trump's campaign on whether he'll participate in the October 22nd debate. With Trump opting out of the October 15th date, former Vice President Joe Biden campaign said he'll participate in an ABC News town hall by himself on that day. Mike Gracia, Washington.
If you'd like to know more about these and any of the stories of the day, visit us on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Thousands of Venezuelans are heading to Colombia, Ecuador, and Peru in search of work as these countries reopen their economies following months of lockdowns. But South American roads have become harder to negotiate for poor migrants with no money for bus tickets as shelters remain closed due to the pandemic, and locals who fear contagion are less likely to help out with rides and food. Immigration officials in Colombia expect 200,000 Venezuelans to enter the country in the following months, enticed by the prospects of earning higher wages and sending money home to feed their families. The Nobel Committee has awarded its 2020 Peace Prize to the United Nations' World Food Program. Executive Director David Beasley says he was surprised when he learned they won.
This is the first time in my life I've been speechless. This is unbelievable. Talk about the most exciting point in time in your life is the Nobel Peace Prize.
The WFP warns COVID-19 will push millions of people to the brink of starvation. Oman will reintroduce a nighttime ban on movement and enforce the overnight closure of shops and public places between October 11th and October 24th to help contain the coronavirus, state media reported. The restrictions will apply from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. The Gulf state's beaches will also be closed until further notice, state media said, reporting a decision from the Supreme Council in charge of coronavirus policy. Malaysia reported 354 new coronavirus cases Friday, the third consecutive fall in daily infections as the country expands targeted lockdowns to curb the outbreak. The Health Ministry Director General said in a Facebook post earlier in the day, quote, "We have now entered the third wave of COVID-19," end quote. Hurricane Delta continues roaring even closer to the U.S. Gulf Coast, apparently on track to smash into the same southwestern part of the state where Hurricane Laura blasted ashore 6 weeks ago. Forecasters said Delta, the 25th named storm of an unprecedented Atlantic hurricane season, would likely hit Friday evening somewhere on southwest Louisiana's coast. The question was whether it would remain at devastating Category 3 strength or drop just before landfall to a still extremely dangerous Category 2 storm, with winds falling between 110 miles per hour. As Delta churned north at 12 miles per hour on Friday morning, the National Hurricane Center had a hurricane warning in place for the Gulf Coast, extending from High Island, Texas, to Morgan City, Louisiana. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.